Phoenix Audio presents
Nancy Picard's Malice Domestic 3. Stories read by Susan Ansbach, Yancey Butler, John Del Regno, Jamie Farr, Linda Hamilton, Leslie Mann, Juliet Mills, Jean Smart, D.B. Sweeney, and Brenda Vaccaro.
His Tears by Marilyn Wallace. The way I remember it, things started unraveling at Ralph Medina's funeral. Alex started crying then, and his tears eventually washed over all my suppositions about my husband and my marriage, and about ordinary life as I'd understood it. At the memorial service, everyone cried. All the women, of course, but the men, too. 5 days earlier, a truck carrying oranges from the Central Valley to the local Safeway spun out of control on a rain-slick street, and Ralph was killed instantly. His two little girls, aged 8 and 11, spent weeks in the hospital. I wondered what life would be like for them if their injuries never healed right, what it would be like to grow up with a permanent limp or a ragged white scar running down one of those beautiful cheeks. The weather had turned cool and sunny for the memorial service, and the coastal hills were still green. At first, Alex didn't cry. "It's strange," he whispered as we filed into the empty pew in the middle of the chapel, "being here with all these people you know from some committee to improve street lighting, neighbors you talk to online in the hardware store on Saturday morning. Ralph had so much to live for. It's hard to believe he's really dead." I put my hand on his arm and whispered to him,